KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Viggo Mortensen stars in Eastern Promises as Nikolai Luzhin. He's a driver for a Russian criminal brotherhood in London, although from the start he's obviously something more. Mortensen's performance is flat-out brilliant, and this terrific thriller represents a midlife growth spurt for its director, David Cronenberg. 2 years ago, Cronenberg directed Viggo Mortensen in A History of Violence, and that one he played a man with a secret life that was exposed in the second half of the story. Here again he plays a man with secrets, but the deeper mysteries of personality are preserved. Nikolai is a memorable character in a marvelous film that conjures up a violent world of bottomless evil and yet holds out the possibility of doing good. The instrument of goodness is Anna, a midwife at a London hospital. She's played with lovely urgency by Naomi Watts. Anna's father was Russian, so when a desperate teenage Russian immigrant dies in childbirth, the midwife is moved to search for any relatives who might take the baby. In the logic of the superb script written by Steve Knight, Anna's quest leads inexorably to her dangerous involvement with Nikolai and to London's heart of Slavic darkness. Think Chinatown with blinis and vodka. Jodie Foster and Terrence Howard, the co-stars of The Brave One, are fine actors, too. They've given themselves over with intelligence and passion to a paranoid thriller about urban violence that's shockingly brutal, as it means to be, and provocative, to say the least, in showing how violence can transform its victims. The specific subject is vigilantism. Jodie Foster's Erica Bain is the host of a Manhattan public radio show called Street Walk. After surviving a ghastly nighttime attack in Central Park, she buys a gun to protect herself and shortly thereafter shoots a low-life marauder in self-defense. Then, by degrees, Erica turns into the embodiment of her fears, an avenging vigilante who, consciously or not, keeps putting herself in harm's way so she can shoot her way out of it. The script makes psychological sense, and the pairing of Jodie Foster and Terrence Howard makes dramatic sense. Her intensity finds its complement in the combination of earnestness and tough-mindedness that he brings to the role of an NYPD detective who's on the trail of the killer she's become. Yet the plot machinery grinds grim and coarse. The long arm of coincidence keeps reaching into the frame, and Neil Jordan's direction is insistently manipulative, as if he isn't sure we'll grasp the concept of menace. What's more, the movie finally suggests that Erica's actions aren't vigilantism at all, but a kind of modern-day Jekyll and Hyde-ism. That's not just working both sides of the street, as movies like this usually do. It's slouching off to the dark side. The nicest surprise of the week, not just nice but pretty amazing, is a comedy called Ira and Abby. The film was directed by Robert Carey from a stunningly funny script by Jennifer Westfeldt, who plays Abby to Chris Messina's Ira. She co-wrote and played the title role in Kissing Jessica Stein. Let me first stipulate that the film evokes any number of Woody Allen films, thanks to its therapy-centric characters and its Upper West Side milieu. But it also evokes the precision and panache of Fado farces and the giddiness of the classic screwball genre, thanks to Ira's and Abby's roundelays of marriage and divorce in a madcap relationship marked by skittering skepticism about the wisdom of marriage and the nature of love. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal, back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.